Books on Tape presents The Color of a Dog Running Away by Richard Gwynne. Read by Robertson Dean. Prologue. The sun has just gone down over the western plain. I stood watching it from a rock beyond the tower, smelling the wood smoke from my chimney, then returned inside and piled more olive logs onto the fire. The dog is curled in the shadows at my feet. Last winter I invested in a laptop computer and this fine oak table. An extravagance, but well worth it. These little things, they make such a difference. The seasons have passed by unhurriedly. Spring was torrential, summer hot and dry. My almond tree produced its first full harvest of fruit. It is now October, and the autumn rains have just begun. And the wind. This wind, the mountain wind, infiltrates every corner like a spinning incubus, growing inside each perception, every mundane act, taking them over utterly. Eventually, you become aware only of the immediate and hallucinatory impact of whatever stands before you, the silent apparition of the dog waiting expectantly in the doorway, a dead sheep lying beside a roadside elm. The wind sucks out everything from you, leaving you exhausted and chastened. People have been known to commit murder on account of the mountain wind, or else go slowly insane over several seasons. The tower is built on the crest of a hill, a sheer and isolated outcrop in a landscape of wooded hills. Nothing distracted its architect from the principle of the straight line.